Hello.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, this is John White from Lilydale, New York. Welcome to Journeys of the Light. Our host, Joyce Kelly, will be with us in a few moments. Well, Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world. It's about an hour south of Buffalo, an hour from Erie, 3 hours from Toronto, Canada, about 3 hours from Cleveland. So it's in the center. It is the hub of spiritualism. It's been here for approximately 130 years. And this coming summer, we have an amazing workshop. And if you like to get the book or the workshop books, you can tune in to LilydaleAssembly.com. So LilyAssembly.com. And they will mail you the book. Okay? And we're going to have many, many different workers and speakers. And literally, people come here from around the world. So if you'd like to phone in, you could phone in at 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. And if you have a spiritual story that you like to share with us about spirit, about healing, about mediumship, or any other gifts of the spirit that we talk about here in spiritualism. So we're going to give a little shout out to Joyce Kelly here.
Hello and welcome to Journeys of the Light. And we want to let you know there's actually going to be a few special events happening this weekend here in Lilydale. On May 25th, we're having the big Lilydale yard sale, which means a whole bunch of residents here, including ourselves, are going to have a big yard sale. So if you want to come get some, what are sure to be some spiritual items, lots of angels and angel statues and decorations and maybe antiques, come on down to Lilydale this weekend. And this is the most exciting part. Lucy's Cafe is going to be open on Saturday. Very exciting. John, it's 10 to 2, is that right?
Yes, it is. And actually, Joyce, what is the name of the new cafeteria here in Lilydale? They're going to be opened also.
I believe it's called The Bow, as in the tree bow. And that's also very exciting. I believe it's Lisa Williams' fiance who's running that place. And the chef who had the late night cafe here in Lilydale last summer is going to be the chef for that restaurant. And there's going to be all sorts of delicious food items, new things. It's a little different than the Sunflower Cafe if you've been coming to Lilydale for the last 10 or 20 years. You're going to encounter a brand spanking new renovated restaurant where the Sunflower Cafe used to be. And I know they're going to serve a lot of vegetarian items. So you're going to really have to check that out when you get here. So a lot of exciting stuff happening this weekend. We're going to give you more details as the show goes on about the various events happening this weekend. Of course, the pre-summer kickoff is happening June 7th through the 9th. Friday night, June 7th, is going to be a luau-themed beach party with drumming. And the drumming, a lot of times, can be very special for people. Sometimes people even go into trances and have some type of transcendental experience. And Saturday, there's going to be message service, healing service, yoga and meditation, a Reiki class, guided nature hike, and spoon bending. Also on June 8th is going to be my class, which is very exciting, the Ayurvedic facial yoga, where you learn to do yoga for your face and your neck to help keep it strong and smooth and wrinkle-free, ideally. And of course, you know, take good care of yourself. We do facials from India. It's a really fun experiential workshop. So that's going to be June 8th. And then we're also going to have a Saturday evening event from 7 to 9 in the auditorium. Sunday, there's going to be chakras from an Eastern perspective with Jen Shepherd. She's awesome. We love her. She's from Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, right outside of Erie. So lots of great stuff coming up. Lilydale season opens June 21st, and the Tibetan monks are coming. And that is something that John really loves.
Yes, I do. Now, one of the reasons why I love the Tibetan monks is that many, many years ago, literally the second visit to North America, the Dalai Lama came to our little center in Montreal, Canada. And actually, I taught a course that was stimulated by him and listening to one of his lectures and being present with him in a room. And what was that course? It's called Lucid Dreaming. So what is lucid dreaming? Lucid dreaming is, well, let me give you the exact words of the Dalai Lama himself. He said that when you're dreaming, there's a consciousness there. And so they teach the lamas how to wake up inside their dream and to start to practice, And the extension of that is something that you may know as remote viewing. So for instance, let's say if I wanted to practice remote viewing during a trance state in a lucid dream, I would imagine that I'm at that place while I'm in the dream, and I would get, for instance, a tactile experience. Let me give you this example. Let's say I wanted to go visit somebody in the physical world. It's called soul traveling. And what I would do is that in a lucid dream, if I'm conscious enough, and if I've did my disciplines, then I would imagine that I'm touching the forehead of the person that's somewhere else in the world. And all of a sudden, I would start to feel their emotions and their feelings. And depending on my development, I would find myself being there with them. So that's how the Lama told us, how they teach the Lamas in Tibet how to lucid dreaming. And of course, the extension of lucid dreaming is remote viewing. Then the extension of remote viewing is something called soul traveling. Okay, so anyways, we did that course this Sunday, actually, at the service. The Church of the Living Spirit, I had an opportunity to speak there, and many people came out. And this coming Sunday at the Church of the Living Spirit, we have Patricia Bell. Patricia Bell is one of the registered mediums here at Lilydale, and a very special event that she puts on during the summertime, and it is for our children, where the mediums, for a whole week, the different mediums in Lilydale, and different teachers from different parts of the world who work with children. We teach the children how to meditate. Now, what do we mean by children? The children are anywhere, I would say, from 4 years old, 4 or 5 years old, to about 16 years old. We teach them psychic ability, and we teach them how to use that great imagination of theirs. For instance, Einstein said, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Einstein also said that the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational brain is a safe, faithful servant. We have created a society where we honor the servant and forgot the gift. And so we teach these children how to acknowledge and celebrate the magic child who lives inside of them. So our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be? Intuitive, creative, and intelligent. Who are you not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You, my child, were born to manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your fears, and how do you spell fear? F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And as you are liberated from your false evidence appearing real, your very presence automatically liberates others. So here at Lilydale, we help you to awaken what is known as the higher self, the sacred self.
And how does the higher mind think? Well, for those of you who have read a beautiful group of books called A Course in Miracles, there's only two major emotions that you can have, two groups of emotions you can have as a human being. And those two groups of emotions are love and fear. Now, try to give me a major emotion that doesn't come from love or fear. It doesn't exist, okay? So your higher mind does not know how to think in fear. It only knows how to think in love. So every Sunday night, I teach a course here in Lilydale. It's called the Home Circle, where the first thing we teach people how to is to learn how their higher mind thinks. Now, why is it so important to learn how your higher mind thinks when you're developing your mediumship? Because there is a natural law that is called like attracts like. And so in order for you to attract the higher beings of light, then you're the one, think of yourself like a beautiful musical instrument, and if you resonate and vibrate at a higher level, you'll attract the higher beings of light, okay? So every Sunday night, starting during the season in the Healing Temple, the new renovated Healing Temple, by the way, here in Lilydale,
AC,
which means air conditioning, we will be teaching you how to awaken your higher self, and then how to turn your psychic ability off and on at will. Yes, you heard me right. How to turn your psychic ability off and on at will. Because if you have a right brain, which means you have a right side of your brain, you can learn how to awaken that intuitive part of your brain. Now, of course, the foundation is meditation, okay? And so we can all learn how to use that intuitive intelligence that Einstein said. Remember the saying, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift. And the geniuses of the world were able to use their intuitive mind. And how did they use their intuitive mind? They worked with their imagination in a very special way. And that's where your genius is. And so we teach you how to turn your intuitive brain off and on at will. And then the next step is learning how to communicate with beings of light. And in the Bible, in Corinthians, in the gifts of the Spirit, it's called the ability to discern the Spirit, which means knowing how to tell the intentions and the energies and the vibrations of our loved ones who have passed on. Okay? Because when our loved ones come around us, we sense them through their energy. And what are the five modalities of how we can use our mediumship? Well, it's called clairvoyance, the ability to see, clairaudience, the ability to hear, clairgustance, the ability to smell and taste, and clairsentience, which means feelings, okay? And so when they come around us, we can work with them. And so I believe Joyce wants to say a few words.
Oh, yes, John. As always, we welcome people to call in with questions or comments, things, stories that you want to share of a spiritual or mystical nature, whether you've had a special healing or an encounter with a loved one in spirit, which can also be a pet, of course. We love to hear from pets on the other side. You can call in at 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And as we said, there's going to be special events here in Lilydale this weekend, including a community-wide yard sale, so you can go up to the individual houses. Many residents here, including us, will have a yard sale. And Lucy's Cafe is going to be open just for the day. There's going to be several workshops happening. We're going to let you know about that. I had a flyer, but John got a little bit rambunctious when he was cleaning and threw it away. So we are going to let you know about those special events shortly. So, John, we do have a question that came in by text message. This is Jenny from Brentwood, New York. Jenny says that she feels that she's gotten an intuitive message about a situation in her life that has to do with an old friend, and she's hoping you can confirm that or give some insight to it. She says, Jenny says that she's been contacted by an old friend who is eager to meet up. Is this friend genuine? Or might there be another motive for her wanting to meet up? We weren't close friends but I had more of a close friendship with her sister, she says. She says, we don't really have a lot to talk about because it was really her sister I was close to. Is there an underlying motive?
Okay, it would help if I knew the friend's name, but let me see what I could get here. Okay, I'm trying to tune into basically the friend that you're talking about, and it's not very clear because again I don't have the name. So Joyce is reaching out to that person to get the name. Now, why is it important to get the name? Well, it helps. You know, for instance, when you say somebody's name to me who's physically living, it doesn't matter where they are in the world. I could do what is known as remote viewing. I can go visit them, tune into them, and tell you options and possibilities they have as if they're in the room with us. So we're just waiting for Joyce to pick up that name.
The name is Jamie. Jamie.
Jamie. Is that a girl or a boy, honey?
A girl.
A girl. Okay. Okay, I get the same vibration. Okay, as I go visit Jamie, I get a feeling, I just feel they feel a little bit lost and kind of lonely and without friends at this time in their life. And I feel as though they're trying to capture some of the magic or some of the interest that they had when they were younger. And that's why I feel as though they want to get with you. I feel as though if you do decide, because you have free will, if you do decide to be with them, it'll be a very brief meeting. I really don't know if there'll be a follow-up after that, by the way. But I feel as though they're just trying to touch base with, you could say, their own youth. And that's why they would like to get in touch with you, because they heard and found out where you live. Okay. So anyways, it's as simple as that. And thank you very much for the question. Now, Joyce was saying that it is possible to tune into our pets. Okay. In my family, we've had many, many different pets, dogs and cats, and even a bird and a rabbit. And so if you have a pet that you're also concerned about, that specifically one thing we do, remember I talked about the children's camp. So what I do in the children's camp here at Lilydale, who is put together by Patricia Bell. And again, Patricia Bell will be at the Church of the Living Spirit this coming Sunday. And I believe she's teaching an amazing astrological course for those of you who would like to do that. But I bring my little pet, little dog, Sadie. Thank you. And Sadie actually is very psychic. And so the children in the class basically say the name of their dogs or cats or pets or horses or whatever they have. And, you know, I kind of ask Sadie, the dog, to give me impressions about their pets. Now, here's a secret, but please don't tell the kids. I'm really getting it myself, okay, because I can do that. But, you know, children love to be around pets because pets know how to bring out the child in each and every one of us. So our pets are sacred, and they know how to bring us unconditional love. So you could also phone in if you have a question about one of your pets, okay?
Thank you, John. And I did find out more information about that workshop that is happening this weekend. Now, we're going to update you as well to see if there's anything going on at the Fellowship of the Spirit. There usually is. But here in Lilydale, this weekend is a special event with, and I might be saying his name wrong, but Stan Kendz. That's K-E-N-D-Z. His class is on Becoming a Miracle Worker, Unfold Heaven on Earth. And it's this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. With a break, of course. Dr. Kendz is a researcher, and he has researched the underlying experience of miracles, good luck, good fortune, and synchronicities. So he is considered a leading authority, a world-leading authority on these subjects. He collects data and analyzes the data and has found that everyone is capable of thinking of thought effortlessly and becoming a miracle worker and commanding the laws of nature. And speaking of laws of nature, John, John and I are actually coming out with a book on the laws of nature, natural law, and mediumship. So we'll talk later about that, but I just had to mention that since Dr. Kenz is going to be teaching about commanding the laws of nature. So if you're interested in miracle working, which sounds pretty exciting and awesome to me, that is this Saturday, May 25th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's $125. It's going to be held at the Lyceum, so you can check that information out either on the LilydaleAssembly.org website or Dr. Stan Kenz's website, and that's www.stankenzvzebra.com. That is this Saturday, and it's all day long. And then we're going to let you know what's happening at the Fellowship of the Spirit as well, because I'm pretty sure they have things going on. And Lilydale actually, I believe, does have something going on every weekend up until and including, of course, the season begins on June 21st. And this weekend we're going to have the Lilydale yard sale, and Lucy's Cafe is going to be open, and the new restaurant, The Bow, if I'm saying that correctly, is going to be open as well. So if you want more updates, you can go onto the Lilydale website, lilydaleassembly.org. I believe also, I'm just checking for the updates, Monica's Delights will also be open. So check it out.
Okay. And if you're coming and staying in Lilydale, we also have guest house that you can come and stay here. And no, I do believe Joyce said the hotel isn't open yet for occupancy as far as staying there, but there are different guest houses here that you can stay and be right on the campus here at Lilydale. So go on to lilydaleassembly.com, lilydaleassembly.org, okay, lilydaleassembly.org, and you can find out about the guest houses and staying here in Lilydale. And if you are coming during the summer, you should try to book ahead if possible, because we have some amazing workshops, and there's over 30,000 people that will be expecting this coming summer.
Thank you, John. And I just want to mention, too, if you happen to live in the Lilydale area and you love food and you like cooking, I can see that there is a posting that Lucy's Coffee Shop needs a baker. So go on to lilydaleassembly.org or Google Lucy's Coffee Shop in Lilydale, and I'm sure they would be happy to speak to you about that.
Okay. And so some of the functions here at Lilydale, for those of you who want to become and learn how to become a medium, you know, everybody has that gift. And it's just simply the natural law of practice. That's how you learn anything. But three times a day here in Lilydale, two times we have a stump, which means Lilydale is very well known for training mediums. So out in the Lillian Woods, if I'm pronouncing that right, we have people, mediums from around the world, and also registered mediums who give messages to people in the audience, okay? And so that is it's at 1 o'clock, and I believe it's also at 5:30. And then we have another place on campus where the Forest Temple, and they also give messages. So look that up. And so again, so for you who want to practice your mediumship, Lilydale gives you an opportunity. Now listen very closely. Lilydale will give you an opportunity to stand up in front of people at different venues and to give messages, okay, and to get your training in. And there's not a better place in the world, and I mean that literally, you to come and see all the different mediums and all the different styles of mediumship, okay? And you may find a teacher here at Lilydale to help you to learn in the way that you like to learn, okay? You know, one of the famous sayings is, there's no such thing as a learning disability. There's only an inability to be taught the way that you learn. So it's good that you find a teacher that teaches in the way that you learn. Okay. And so here we are at Lilydale. And summer's coming along, and there's many, many people coming into Lilydale and being on the grounds.
Now, John, we have a question that came in to you by text. This comes from Felix in Derry, New Hampshire, and he wants to know if you could just sense his angels or spirit guides around him. He's been having some medical issues, and he just wants to know, you know, if you if you're picking up anything that they want to share with him.
Now, you know, before we talk about anything medical, you know, we have to acknowledge that I'm not a doctor, so whatever I say or anyone else says who's not a doctor, we all know that you're going to use your own intelligence. But as Joyce was bringing forth that question, I had a symbol of an alchemist. Okay? Now listen, the three causes of diseases are genetic, things we can inherit from a family tree, or you could say weaknesses that we can inherit from our family tree, emotions, how the emotions can affect our immune system and affect our lives and also our health, by the way. And for those of you who ever heard about a beautiful teacher by the name of Louise Hay, it's called Heal Yourself, and it's really a lot of it's based on emotional healing because our emotions do affect us. And then, of course, the other one is environmental. Now, the reason why I'm bringing environmental up to the young person who just phoned, all in my interpretation, I get a feeling that it could have something to do with your diet. Okay? Now, there could be a little bit of a genetic connection here. Well, listen, nothing's black and white. Okay? So a little bit of genetics, but I get a feeling of a little bit has to do with your diet. Now, there's a famous saying that everything that you put in your mouth ends up being good medicine or bad medicine. So let food be your medicine. Let food be your medicine. Okay, and that's what I have to say. Okay, so I'm inspired just to say a poem. You know I love poetry. Now, listen to all the natural laws that are in this poem. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They also have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexatious to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be in the world greater or lesser persons than yourself. But remember this, he or she that is in you is greater than the person that is in the world, and no matter what lies in front of you or behind you are all tiny matters compared to what lies inside of you. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble, for it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But do not let that blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals. Everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection, neither be cynical about love. For all its aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of years, gracefully surrendering things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears, remember, false evidence appearing real, many fears come from fatigue and loneliness. Be on a holistic discipline. Be gentle with yourself. Here's the punchline. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding the way that it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whoever you conceive him or her of that infinite intelligence to be. And whatever your trials and tribulations, dreams and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be joyous. Strive to be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Okay. So the natural laws are silence. There's a saying that when you praying to God, you're talking to God. And when you're meditating, you're listening. Okay? So listen, listen, listen to God and meditate. Listen to God and meditate. And some people like to meditate very early in the morning. Here's a little bit of a poem by Rumi. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Do not go back to sleep. You must ask what you really want. The door sill between this world and the next world is wide and open. Do not go back to sleep. And I wrote an extension of that, that goes along with that. The Holy Spirit at dawn has secrets to tell you. In meditation, you can intuit the laws that sculpt your life and shape your destiny. Again, in meditation, you can intuit the natural laws that shape your life and your destiny. Okay? So, meditation is important, and we're not here to tell you what meditation that you should do, because different individuals have different meditations, and whatever your higher mind has inspired you to do, that's the meditation that you should do. And so come along here at Lily Dell. There's many beautiful mediums. I do believe that we have about approximately 50 mediums. Can you imagine that? 50 mediums all in one place. And 30,000 people coming here in Lily Dell, walking the streets, going for the healing temple, getting messages, getting counseling, going to classes. Oh, it's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And, you know, this summer we're also having the crystal skull. Now, everybody's interested in crystals these days, but this crystal skull, a long time ago, that the ancients used to use crystal skulls in their ceremonies. And I had the opportunity to hold one of those sacred skulls that were found deep in the forest of the Amazon. And it is a transmitter of energy. So come along and look on the website and see when that beautiful crystal skull is going to be here. Okay.
Thank you, John. And I just wanted to let you know that I found out more information about the different events going on. As we said, this weekend there's going to be a workshop called Become a Miracle Worker, Unfold Heaven on Earth, this Saturday, May 25th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The cost is $125. The teacher, professor, is Dr. Stan Kenz, and that's K-E-N-D, Z as in zebra. You can go on his website, www.stankenz.com or lilydaleassembly.org. And then, aside from, well, there's also going to be, you know, a community-wide yard sale, and Lucy's Cafe is going to be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're anticipating the Bow Restaurant, which is the Bow House Restaurant, excuse me, is going to be open this weekend. Yes, opening May 25th at 8 a.m. And boy, I'm looking at their menu, John. It looks good. It looks good. They have breakfast. They have all the appetizers. They have lots of vegetarian choices. They even have beef. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Beet Wellington. They have steaks, your favorite salmon, shrimp. I get excited about food. and I'm not sure, we're not sure, it's not clear if the pagoda is going to be open, which is Monica's Delight. They may or may not be. And after this weekend, next weekend, there's going to be a healer weekend, healing immersion weekend with Colleen van der Zijden. Now, Colleen actually is the host of another Lily Dell radio show, and she's also a medium here and a musician. She's multi-gifted. So her Healing Immersion Weekend is beginning on May 31st at 7 p.m., and it's going all weekend long. So she's going to be teaching techniques to amplify healing energy, vibrational healing and color and sound, all sorts of great stuff. So if you want to check out her her workshop, go on lilydaleassembly.org, and that workshop begins on May 31st. It's going all weekend long. And then, of course, the first weekend of June is the official pre-summer kickoff. So there will be events all weekend long, starting with a luau-themed beach party with drumming Friday night. On Saturday, a message service, healing service, yoga and meditation class, Reiki class, guided nature hike, spoon bending, and, of course, my wonderful, amazing class, Ayurvedic facial yoga. That's going to be in the Octagon building. And then on Sunday, chakras from an Eastern perspective. Oh, I apologize. We forgot. There's also going to be a comedy variety show Saturday night. And Sunday, chakras from an Eastern perspective with Jen Shepherd, who is awesome. All of the teachers are awesome. I don't mean to give more attention to one than the other. And, of course, the season opens June 21st with the butterfly release, sweat lodges, outdoor message service, auditorium service, inspiration stump, and then Saturday the 22nd, the Tibetan monks will be here doing the mandala sand painting. Lots of amazing stuff happening, and there are events every weekend, so you want to come on down if you're in the area. And as John said, some of the guest houses will be open. So, John, someone texted, and if you would like to text us a question, we would love to hear from you. Some people are a little bit shy, so they send us the text instead of calling in. The text, the number to text is 716-467-5552. And if you'd like to call in, it's 818-739-8818. And Sharon from Massachusetts sent us a text question. She would like to know if you could just tune in and see what's going on. She says that she's been having a little bit of another person who has a health concern, so she just wants to know if you can tune in and see what's going on with that.
Okay. Now, again, I don't know who the other person is who has a health concern. Okay. I'll try.
Sharon.
Okay, so as I'm tuning into Sharon, but Sharon's saying that there's another person, not her. Oh, Sharon has a health concern?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Sharon. Now, again, I'm going to do the disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, okay? But when I'm tuning into you, I get two things. There may be something going on with the sugar level with you. Okay? Now, remember, that's just my interpretation. So if that's true, then basically, remember, you are the chemist, that everything that you do eat ends up being good medicine or bad medicine. And I'm not going to prescribe anything because I'm not allowed to do that. But anyways, I would look at the possibility of a sugar issue with you. Okay, God bless you and thank you. Okay, so every Sunday night, as Joyce was saying, there's many different programs going on, but I have an opportunity over the last maybe 20 years now, teaching a class on the home circle. We call it the home circle every Sunday night in the Healing Temple. And the Healing Temple class is from 8:30 to 9:30 or 10. And the Bow Cafe, is that how you pronounce it, Joyce? The Bow House. I talked to them personally. They're very good friends of ours. And they said that they will remain open after the class. So if you come to the class and you get a little bit of the munchies, okay, you can go to that beautiful cafe. And I hear they're going to have beautiful different types of food, as you already tuned into, but they're also going to have screens on the TV screens and about spiritual movies and things like that. So we're going to have an amazing summer. And for those of you who believe in the possibility of reincarnation, Elaine Ferris Thomas and John White are going to be giving an evening of tuning into you and telling you what you did in past lives. And what are the three things that you could find out about yourself in past lives? Well, you could find out about relationships and the types of relationships or patterns that you're in. You could also find out about the different possibilities of natural talents that you may have, okay? And for those of you who do have some phobias or fears, you may be able to tune into that. And also you may get to know a little bit about what is known as the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records are the soul agreements that you made before you came into the world. And in those Akashic Records, you may also get insight into what type of guides and angels are working with you. And so there's Elaine Ferris Thomas and myself, John White, will be doing that during that class. So look it up on lilydaleassembly.org. Okay. And at the end of the season, Labor Day weekend, I know it's a little ways away, but I'll be having, as usual, the whole weekend where you'll be learning how to use different gifts of your own spirit, turning into psychic ability, medical intuitive, Akashic records, mediumship, and all those beautiful things, Joyce.
Okay. Now, someone has sent us a text message. Manny from New York has sent us a text, and he's hoping, John, that you can just give us a little information about how to receive psychic messages in dreams.
Okay. So we just had a class this weekend on lucid dreaming. Okay. And actually, we do have a CD, Joyce, on lucid dreaming, which helps people to get into that mind state. Now, sometimes we will get psychic impressions spontaneously. Sometimes the mind will just do that for you. Now, there are different types of dreams. So in Tibet, they call it developing the dream body. Let me say that again. In Tibet, they call it developing a dream body. So think of your dream world at night like a tree with many, many different branches. So there's psychological dreams, okay? There's dreams that have to do with the past, the present, and the future. And for those of you who want to become aware of precognition, yes, we do get precognition in our dreams. Now, when we're in our dream state at night, we're in our timeless mind. We're producing alpha and theta brain waves, the same brainwaves that we produce when we meditate. And again, for those of you who meditate, you kind of open up that part of the brain. Okay? So let me give you a technique now about how to get a psychic dream. So here's a little technique that we use in hypnosis. It was taught by the Silva, S-I-L-V, mind control courses many, many years ago, and it's still used in some places. So you get a glass of water, you put it beside your bed. And you drink half the glass of water, saying, "This is all I need to do to have psychic dreams, remember and understand them. This is all I need to do to have psychic dreams, remember and understand them." And then you just go to bed. And so the theory is that water, you know, water is magnetized by your thoughts, so that water goes through your system throughout the whole night. And in the morning time, when you get up, the first thing you do is you drink the other half of the glass of water, and you say to yourself, "This is all I need to do to have psychic dreams, remember and understand them." Now you do that for several nights, and you will begin to trigger psychic dreams. Now, so let's say you had a psychic dream about buying a car, just an example. And in the dream, there was a dog barking, okay? And so during the day, you may be just minding your own business, walking up the street, and all of a sudden you hear the dog bark, and it'll trigger a memory of the psychic dream that you had, okay? So sometimes we may not remember the psychic dream when we wake up, but something can trigger it. So again, one more time, glass of water beside your bed, drink half the glass of water and say, "This is all I need to do to have psychic dreams, to remember and understand them." Go to sleep. Next morning, first thing, the other glass, half a glass of water, saying, "This is all I need to do to have psychic dreams, to remember and understand them." And that's the technique that we use. And good luck with that. And tell you if you have any success with that. Okay. So you're listening to Journeys of the Light coming from downtown Phillydale, New York.
And if you'd like to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And if you're feeling a little shy and you don't want to let everyone hear your voice or your name, give us a call, a text message at 716-467-8, 5552. That's 716-467-5552. And John, I've been hearing a lot lately about, from people who are into astrology and predictions and things like that, that there's going to be a big shift in 2020, the year 2020. They're seeing big shifts with finances and around the globe. Can you talk a little bit about that, whether you believe in that type of thing or you sense anything coming around the corner?
Okay. Well, let me just say this to you. There's always big shifts coming on, okay? And so now different psychics and mediums, different people, you know, they tune into that. Do you want to know about big shifts going on, okay? But I have to admit, I'm not really interested in that because I know that regardless of what happens, you're going to be okay. Regardless of what happens, you're going to be okay. So I don't focus on those things. But this shift is obviously happening, and it's the shift of artificial intelligence, okay? That the world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And anyone who basically wants to become and get a better education now, the truth is that all you need to do, I don't want to make it sound too simple, is get onto your YouTube channel, listen to this YouTube, and you could turn your TV into an educational, personal university, and you can learn. So that's the big shift. So the big shift has to do with personal responsibility and intelligence, okay, if you choose it to be.
Okay, those are the big shifts coming up. And what about UFOs and aliens? Because people are talking about that too, John.
Okay, well, to think that we're the only planet where there's living life is kind of arrogant. Okay, so of course, it says in the different spiritual scripts that there are many mansions, and if it wasn't true, I wouldn't have told you so. So again, there are multidimensional spiritual places in dimensions of the higher self, and actually Einstein was working on parallel universes, okay? So yes, there are UFOs, okay? Now, I never had the only personal experience I had with that actually was here at Lilydale. I was daydreaming in the sky at nighttime, and I saw this white light come in the sky, and it was very evident, okay? It wasn't that large, but it was a white light that came in the sky, and I looked away, then looked back, and bang, it was gone, okay? Now, two people who do believe in that and have a lot of experience with that, I'm not going to mention their names, but there are some people at Lilydale who are in contact with beings from other worlds, okay? So when we say flying saucers, it's all it is just people, just spirits living in other worlds. That's all it really is. And a lot of us do believe that the technology that we have today, for instance, if you go back about 100 or 150 years ago, even before cars, how far the world has come. And people do believe that the technology that we have today is from UFOs or people who are living on higher spiritual worlds. And some of the presidents, Jimmy Carter was one of the presidents that had a UFO experience, and many of them have had, okay? And I know personally people who are in the SETI, if I'm pronouncing that right, the American government and other governments are spending millions and millions of dollars trying to pick up communication or vibrations from other planets. So if they don't believe in that, why are they spending so much money on it? And I personally had the opportunity of meeting a man who wrote the Blue Book. Now, the Blue Book is a secret society inside the American government that has to do with investigating UFOs, okay? Alan Hynek is his name, and he wrote the Blue Book. Okay, so that's my take on UFOs. Yes, of course there is. I have to tell you quite a humorous story about that. In Montreal, a long time ago, I was living in a house where there was one lady who was very much into UFOs, and they were also getting experiences with UFOs and things like that. And I said one night in a prayer, "Hey, how is everybody seeing these UFOs?" and and getting messages from UFOs. How come I'm not getting anything? Yeah, I'm working on my development. And during that night, I felt some beings in my room. It wasn't strong, but it was subtle. And I got the very strong impression. When we feel as though you're intelligent enough or there's something that we could do with you and understanding, then we'll come with you. Okay, so remember that if there are UFOs, just the fact that they can travel here, they must be more evolved than us. Okay? And so it is for us basically to raise our vibration, our energy, and then basically they'll work with us. Because to tell you the truth, we have all the spiritual knowledge in the world and all these different religions and all this technology, but we're still trying to kill each other over things that are senseless. So I believe they're just waiting for us to get our act together and grow up.
Okay. Well, let's hope that they're in our corner here, in the corner of good. And I just want to share a little story. When I was a teenager, my brother's best friend had a grandfather who was a very, very serious man, a man of few words. And he was top secret, the top clearance for NASA. And anyways, he took my brother's friend out on a fishing trip, and they were on the boat for hours, not a word, not a single word spoken. And then out of the blue, the grandfather looked up in the sky and he said, "We're not alone." And that's all he said, no more. And I think that's pretty clear communication from someone in the know. So, John, on another topic, we have a text message that came from Mary Ann in South Carolina. She says, "I have several angels and one Native American Indian spirit guide. Names have come through, their names, no one she knows, but she meditates and they show up. She says, I have a long trip coming home She has a long trip coming up to home in Pennsylvania. John, can you please tell me if they will accompany me to arrive safely? I feel like for some reason I have fears about my drive home."
Okay, well, first of all, when Joyce was talking to me about you, I saw the symbol of a wolf. In North American Native traditions, they did believe in the spirits of the animal kingdom, and also they named some of their children or some of their medicine people after different animals, and I saw the symbol of a wolf. So the symbol of the wolf is very family-oriented, and they take care of you, okay? Now, the only impression I have about your trip up north here is that, you know, let's use our common sense too, is do not drive if the weather is going to be very rainy, okay? Do not drive at night if possible, and definitely get enough rest. Now, you may say, well, that sounds rational. Well, of course it's rational. We always have to use our rational brain. But I did see the symbol of a wolf, okay? And now you're asking, are they going to come with you? Well, of course they're going to come with you. They're always with us. They're simply just a thought away. They are simply a thought away. So, for instance, it's possible for us to be lonely, but it's impossible for us to be alone. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, it would basically blow your little mind, as the saying goes. But yes, honey, yes. I saw the symbol of the wolf, okay? And the symbol of wolf is a tracker. So that means that they'll go ahead of you, and they will intuitively warn you of any events that may be coming up ahead of you that you need to be concerned about. So I wouldn't worry if I were you.
Thank you, John and Marianne. And John, we have another question that came in to you by text. This is from Nicole in New York, and she wants to know if you can see if her angels and guides have anything to communicate with her about a new venture she's beginning this summer, and if they have guided her to this point.
Okay. Well, the impression I get, first of all, I think of you when you're a child. So I believe the adventure or the things that you're getting involved with this summer are things that you kind of like were thinking about when you were a child. Okay. Now, some of the games and imaginations that we have as a child are really very intuitive. And that means we're the child inside of us are practicing what we're going to be doing later on in life. Okay. Now, I do get a feeling of a lot of joy with this. There's a challenge with it, but there's definitely a lot of joy. But I really feel as though you're very, very determined. Okay? So along with you, so let's ask along with you to bring the guides, the teachers, and the angels around you to help to inspire you and to help to bring into your life those people that you need to have in your life to help you to manifest this amazing venture that you have put yourself on, okay? And again, it is the child inside of you that is bringing this out. Okay, God bless you, and thank you. Okay. Oh, I do see you reading a lot also, so good. Keep on reading because I get a feeling of that knowledge is important, you know. Desire without knowledge is difficult, okay? And so let me just say this now that you've inspired me. So what is it to work with love? It is a weave of cloth with threads, even as if your beloved were to wear that cloth. It is to build a house with affection, even as if your beloved were to dwell in that house. It is to sow seeds with tenderness and reap the harvest with joy, even as if your beloved were to eat the fruit. Make your love a manifestation of your passion, and you can't go wrong.
Okay. We actually have a follow-up from Marianne in South Carolina. She says, thank you. The Lobo Wolf is what Kane, Pennsylvania is noted for, and that's where she lives, and that's where she's heading. I hope you wanted me to share that, Marianne. And Nicole just also had a follow-up text, and she says, do you see the venture being successful? And thank you.
Okay. I do see, okay, I do this, see this this thing that you're doing being successful because I feel that you're very sincere about it, you know? You know, and I'm serious. I feel that you really do feel you're very sincere about it, okay? So that's all you need to do is to be sincere because, you know, God knows whether you're sincere or not, okay? And all it needs to do is, again, to be sincere. Well, Joyce, we're coming to the end of another Journeys of the Light here in downtown Lilydale, okay? And we're going to have a beautiful weekend with all those beautiful people coming to teach the classes and all the healing. And
yes, speaking of people teaching this weekend, actually, I just want to give a little shout out to our friend Lucinda, who's going to be speaking at the Church of the Living Spirit this Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And, you know, with all of the church services here in Lilydale and at the Fellowship of the Spirit, which is right outside the gates, the fellowship is where they have also many spiritual classes, and there's a lot of intermingling of teachers and mediums at fellowships in Lilydale. They also have an evening church service, and then the National Church has a service at the Healing Temple every Sunday. So there's two morning services that are held at the same time, one in the Assembly Hall, that's the Church of the Living Spirit, and the other in the Healing Temple, and then the evening service is approximately 6:30 p.m. at the Fellowship of the Spirit. And each of these church services, while they're open to the public, there is a healing portion, there is an inspirational message for everybody, and then there are messages from a medium to various audience members. So Lilydale welcomes you to come to those church services and experience mediumship personally. And this weekend, May 25th, we're going to have a workshop on miracles, bridging heaven and earth. Lucy's Cafe will be open from 10 to 4, and the Beau Restaurant opens at 8 o'clock. So come and check out all of the awesome stuff. Oh, and the community-wide yard sale. So come on down to Lilydale this weekend. We will be watching out for you.
Okay. And so as we're closing tonight's show, we're not saying goodbye. We're just saying we'll see you again. And so may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we talk again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Good night from Joyce, John, Journeys of Light, and Lilydale. and of course, Sadie, the psychic dog. God bless you. Remember, it's possible to be lonely, but it's impossible to be alone. If you who knew who walked beside you at all times, it would blow your little mind. God bless and good night.